Hey there, welcome to a very special edition of The Horrible Show. We're here to recap the 2012 Grimmies, HorribleNight.com's Game of the Year Awards. I am your host, Justin Lacey. We have just recovered from a long deliberation period. Joining me tonight, Josh Lee.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing, Josh?
I'm good. I'm actually relieved.
Okay. Ethan? Yeah. Ethan, where are you? Ethan
we're
Moses.
Good. We're good.
It's we're done.
Happy. We're fucking A.
It's done.
I'm just
less blood than I thought.
Yeah. Yeah.
I never expect any blood. I expect healthy debate. And that's what we got tonight, folks.
I expect healthy debate.
No, I didn't hear anybody at any point calling someone else's votes dumb.
I think also the benefit of an extra break than what I planned for. I think that...
Yeah.
Here's our advantages. Snacks, breaks, deliberation.
All right.
Like any good jury.
Mm-hmm. Going to run down our 31 Grimmy Awards for 2012.
I thought you cut some. I don't remember doing all those.
Yeah. So, well, I cut it from 35. 35 to 31. So, 31 categories. Most of these categories started with about 10 nominees that were voted on by a Horrible Night staff and then deliberated by our podcast crew. We chose three finalists and an eventual winner. Except for Game of the Year, we had five finalists and then picked the winner. So, without further ado, first award of the evening, Best Brosif for that war buddy of yours. The finalists are The Strangers from Journey, Big Bo from Binary Domain, and the winner, Garrus from Mass Effect 3.
The Lizard Man! Is that what he is?
I never really got a good sense of, like...
They don't do it like that. Mass Effect doesn't do it like that. They don't go,
categories. They don't categorize
people. Nope. It's the people that can't breathe without a mask on.
Hey, Lizard
it's the
Man,
blue people.
Come on my spaceship. Let's get out of here. Let's go on a fucking space adventure.
And what clinched for me was it was the best mandate of the year that I ever went on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And you guys talked about
you weren't male shepherd and you didn't try to date like
that's cool.
James Vega or something.
No, I was femme shep, but it was a professional relationship.
It's a
with
tasteful
Garrus.
Picnic.
So
yeah, he my best bro.
Oh man, when I caught him and Tally together, you know.
Oh shit.
High fives. Good
job. Oh, spoilers.
No, that's awesome. So it's not
that's
a spoiler.
Awesome. Yeah, if it's awesome, it's not a spoiler.
Next up, best guns. That's guns with a Z.
Zoop.
Tools of the trade of video games, our favorite items and useful things. Miss Moxie's Bad Touch representing the guns of Borderlands 2.
Yep.
The Tomahawk from Assassin's Creed 3. The winner, best guns, the recursive bow from Far Cry 3.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You guys have...
Yeah.
When that arrow sticks, that's going down, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never been so satisfied using a bow in a game.
Mm-hmm.
And I like bows in games. And for what was really supposed to be the year of the bow, although not all the bows came out this year.
All the bows showed up.
But this was the best of the ones that did. And it was very sad. Out of all of our nominations, it was definitely the most satisfying weapon to use.
Mm-hmm. Next up, best hype package. I guess the marketing that got to us. Finalists are our Halo 4, especially their live action trailer by David Fincher.
Mm-hmm.
And then Painkiller, Hell and Damnation. You got your story trailer and you got your heavy metal trailer.
Ooh, yeah.
And fucking steak guns.
I love steak.
That's wooden steaks, by the way.
Don't love wooden steaks.
Some steak guns.
Fucking smack you in the face of the...
The winner for best high package.
Ribeyes.
Thanks to the sounds of Nero as Borderlands 2 just doing more than everything.
Maximum wub.
Oh, yeah.
I was so...
It was a wub down.
I love campaigns like that just have a sense of self. Like, Borderlands 2 knows its audience so well. And it knows what it is and... nothing displays that better than an ironic use of dubstep.
Well, I believe it was the complete opposite trailer of Dead Island, in that it basically showed what it actually was.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. That's a potential good name for that.
What he said.
Best trucks.
Trucks.
Now, the finalists are Far Cry 3, Planet Side 2, which has biggest trucks, and the winner, Halo 4. Gotta love the Warthogs.
Yep.
Warthogs back.
Classic.
Back and better than ever.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah. If nothing else changed, the fucking sound of the...
Make the sound. Make the sound
with
your lips.
No, I can't. No, because it's like... No. It's not with the lips. It's like... When you hit the gas.
What is it? A pelican getting like
no,
rear-ended?
It's angry.
He ran over the Disturbed lead singer. Next up, I think the easiest selection of a winner for the evening, Best Digital Butt.
Mm-hmm.
Which includes all of the assets.
Best Digital Assets.
Assets.
Yeah, but see, we can't put that on. That one's kind of...
Finalists, sir.
We like butts.
Cortana from Halo 4, Liara from Mass Effect 3.
Whatever.
But the winner.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Redfield, Resident Evil Absolutely. 6.
Boom! Also, best guns with an S. Or wait, no.
Wait.
How do you do it, like, super ironic or whatever? Like, whoa.
Guns.
Fuck. I don't know how to
best
do that.
Best delts, best traps, best everything.
Two Z's.
Best gun show.
Best guns with two Z's. Okay.
Z.
Yep. Most tickets to the gun show. Chris Redfield.
Oh, I actually like the G-U-N-Z-S.
I see, that's very ironic.
There we go. I like it.
The More of These award are mid-tier games of the year, basically. The finalists are Binary Domain, Sleeping Dogs, and our winner, Dragon's Dogma.
Fuck yeah. I'm glad I got this, because then I didn't have to push for a game of the year.
Nice job, Capcom.
That was the only thing holding it back. Yeah. I already got one awards.
Yeah, we'll let it go. Let it go.
our first awards category that we had to really figure out mid voting, the Date Night Award. The finalists
still not quite sure what it means.
Finalists: Rock Band Blitz, New Super Mario Brothers U, and the winner, Diablo 3.
Yep.
We think, right? I mean.
I'm sure.
No, it was contentious there with Super Mario Brothers.
I went on so many Diablo dates.
But ultimately,
so many.
We went on
I think
one.
Ultimately we sided on the if gaming date nights are a regular thing and you continue them, that's where Diablo 3 started to get the edge.
Yeah. I mean, it was no brainer. It's like, it's super cooperative. Like, no one's ever going to get shitty at anyone else. And then all those opportunities to share and to, you know, play fashion show and shit. That all that stuff works real good.
You had me at sharing, but fashion show.
Hey, I'm just as guilty
press
of that
Z,
as anyone.
Press Z. I want to see you up close.
Yeah. Like, oh wait, stand still. I want to see this new tunic. But I'm guilty as anyone because I never leave town without extra dyes because I got a color coordination thing going on, and if I find pants in the field, I want to be able to put them on and have them be green.
Now, do you make your date color coordinate with you?
No,
I've seen
that's
couples
weird.
That do that.
I know that
in
that's
real
weird.
Life.
I know it's weird.
Is it weird?
Oh no!
And then we need to talk about this offline. That gave me a good idea for a future video for you.
Oh, okay.
Oh God.
He takes his own dyes with him shopping.
Just fucking ruining clothes.
It's like PETA. It's like throwing that animal
Macy's.
Blood on people. Yeah.
Next up, the Quickie Award for Best Filler Game. The finalists are Super Crate Box, FTL, and the winner, the Avengers Tables for Pinball FX2.
Oh, yeah.
Pinball 2012.
Pinball.
Infinity Gauntlet. World War Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
The Avengers, the movie one.
What was the fourth one?
And Fear Itself, the Thor table. Thor and, you know, Captain America's in there and some does.
Pinball Clinton 2016.
I was a doubter of this at the beginning of the year. But giving Digital Pinball a chance in 2012 became one of my best choices, and also just the thing I kept going back to. Like,
It sounds filthy, but it's fun.
And I literally bought it on 4 different platforms. Holy smokes.
So
the man loves his pinball.
I love pinball. And I'm modifying it. I haven't done it yet, but I'm going to make a pinball controller.
So if you haven't had a reason until now to trust to make your decisions based on Josh Lee, there's another good.
Oh, man. If I'm that obsessed with it, don't you think maybe you should download the demo?
Or maybe, you should just play it on one system. Is that easier?
Don't get it on 4
no.
systems.
No. I can't. There's so...
Do you play them all at the same time? Like... bounce between them.
One's for the office, one's for downstairs, the other's for pooping, and the fourth one is for wherever I have maybe a future system that I don't own.
I'm planning to purchase it one more time.
Next up was our BFG award for our overachiever of the year. Finalists are Dishonored, Azure's Wrath, and the winner, Sleeping Dogs.
Sleepy Dogs.
Oh, sleepy
Dogs.
How did that game actually exist?
Yeah, we're not sure. I think at the end of the day, we really didn't.
The true crime would have been if it didn't get released.
The comeback award. Finalists are Far Cry, PlanetSide, and the winner, XCOM, for XCOM Enemy Unknown.
Yeah.
Welcome back, XCOM.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Good to see ya.
I'm glad this was your first step out in the open and not the one you...
man.
That would have been...
That game might be fine, but if it had come first...
Wouldn't have been good. People would have been pissed. That would have been a shitstorm.
Oh, God. Just tell you that
right now.
Yeah.
The Shock and Awe Award, or Shock and...
Did you stub your toe?
Shock and awe.
Horror moment of the year. Finalists are episode 5 of The Walking Dead. Spec Ops: The Line. White Frost first scene?
Yeah, Willy Pete scene.
And the winner, Silent Hill, variety of scenes, but we chose the gramophone scene.
Yep. Finally, like...
Silent Hill Downpour, excuse me.
A good Silent Hill game, classic. It's just super solid. Unfortunately, I don't think many people played it because they're kind of like tired of seeing Silent Hill games on the shelf that is going to probably disappoint them.
Mm-hmm.
But this one actually was pretty freaking good.
Yep.
And there was you did a lot more exploration, and the settings were great, and there were real good horror moments.
Anything's good better scares. Than Homecoming. We can agree on that.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh boy, that one.
That was bad.
Yeah.
The Infinite Lives Award for our game from 2011 that we played the most in 2012. Finalists are Saints Row the Third, The Binding of Isaac, and Skyrim takes it home.
Fusro da.
Fusro da.
Sassy.
Ultimately, the sheer amount of content in the original package that we kept playing, and then
plenty
of PC mods, and
you could build a house this year in Skyrim.
Which, you know what? What is
expansion level DLCs?
Combat.
Yeah,
and you can buy a house
and build a house ground up. Oh. You design it. You find the ingredients. It was
and the return of werewolves
and vampires. Vampire Lords.
That's a vampire sound that's not a good one.
The Mr. Dave Award for Best New Character. Mm-hmm. Finalists, Handsome Jack from Borderlands 2, Larry from The Walking Dead.
All right, y'all a bunch of idiots. Dumbasses, you're all going to get yourselves killed. Give me that beef jerky. Oh. Let the kids starve.
Hey, put! I can't say that. Would have been a spoiler.
And the winner.
Put that salt.
I know what you're talking about. You can't say it, but I know. The winner, Voss from Far Cry 3.
Yeah, I don't have an impression of him, but he's crazy.
He is the... Yeah, and he actually... People now post a bunch of... He's a new meme. Did you know that?
No.
Really dumb.
Oh, is it? Did really I ever tell you the definition of... And then insanity. A different word?
Yes.
Did that start up now? Wasn't that the
I think it was something
E3 2011 trailer?
Yeah, it's still there. It exists. So not all good things came from this.
But he's good villain.
Great villain.
The great thing is when he's telling you that, I think he's really saying it to himself.
Yeah.
Because who's really doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a result and failing at it?
Mm-hmm.
It's Foss.
Who's trying to kill you and not doing a good job at it?
Yeah. Yeah. We could talk more in depth.
I was like, maybe you're the one. And I think he knows that.
He knows it.
The Not Entertained Award for Underachiever of the Year. Always an interesting topic because a lot of these games we stay away from. Finalists are Resident Evil 6, New Super Mario Bros. 2, and the winner, Twisted Metal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn it. And it's done. It's got to be just totally done now. Car combat in general, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, unless it's part of something else. I mean,
I was going to say, unless it's downloadable. Like, I don't even know.
Rage kind of had combat racing, but it was supplemental.
So who's going to go tell David Jaffe?
He's done, isn't he?
I think he kind of knows that game.
He kind of skipped town after that game, didn't he? Yeah, he was going pretty good.
So the biggest shame here, though, is since Twisted Metal didn't do well, I don't think we're going to see that new Vigilante 8.
Yeah. Well, isn't there a new Carmageddon coming out as well?
I don't want to talk about that.
Play that on your iPad for free.
Yeah.
The queued up award for game from 2012 that we anticipate playing the most in 2013. Finalists, Torchlight 2, Borderlands 2, and the winner, PlanetSide 2.
A lot of twos.
Big game, a lot of promise, free to play. Just launched recently, and
the scale!
It is...
Chunky trucks.
That's going to catch on. It should catch like a wave, I think. Like PC, because there's so many people getting back into PC gaming now. And like, hopefully you got a decent graphics card, because otherwise you shouldn't even try this because you're not doing it justice.
Yeah, it'll make your computer kill itself.
Yeah, but stuff's cheap now, so buy stuff.
Don't be an idiot.
Oh, it's crazy.
Yep.
The Fuck Me Award for game that repeatedly kills us and we don't seem to mind that much. Finalists are XCOM, Enemy Unknown, Iron Man Mode, FTL, and the winner in Josh's Game of the Year 2012, Spelunky.
If you.
It was a fun combination, not only witnessing a game literally break a man, and when we made Josh play that, but also a game I kept going back to and wanting it.
It's because you were good at it.
Well, and arguably, he's never recovered. The Josh that we know and love today is not the Josh that went into that gameplay session. So, this is just something missing in your eyes.
No.
No!
The Tingle Award for Worst Character of the Year.
The new Josh.
Finalists are new Josh. Evil Josh. Diana Allers, a.k.a. Jessica Chobo, from Mass Effect 3.
Chobot.
James Heller from Prototype 2. I almost said Bioshock 2.
Yeah, same thing.
And the winner of the redacted character from the end of Mass Effect 3. You know who we're talking about if you finished it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
One of the members of KISS.
Was Gene Simmons in that game?
It's Ace Frehley.
Oh. That makes sense. Sorry. Stupid.
The award for... Awards
I don't
that
know the others.
The award for the award that confused Ethan the most is the Game Against Humanity Award,
which is
this was an awful deliberation process. All we did was argue about what the hell this was, and I kind of agreed with Ethan, which I think pissed you off more. And like, and then I think we confused Aaron.
Yeah, but then he convinced me of something different, and then
yeah, because we changed. And then he's like, "Well, if we're talking about." And then it was like, oh my God, and by the... Oh.
So before we read these off, what did we finally decide this meant?
Yeah. Justin?
That... the games that support you doing like illegal, evil things, but they're fun and satisfying. And encourage you to keep doing them.
Fun and
I think
satisfying.
That was the longest...
We got caught up on, was it fun or satisfying? And those were like two different things to us?
Yeah.
It was awful.
So the finalists for the game,
low point
game Against Humanity Award, Dishonored, Far Cry 3, and the winner Hotline Miami.
Yeah. Brutal.
Based on smashing people's faces.
Against the floor. Sorry.
Whoa. Yeah. Man, it's brutal. It's fast.
And he's
do it over and over again. You do it like literally the same level. Like, you play it like Super Meat Boy style, just like hit restart, and then you're just like boom, boom, boom every time you die. And you'll play a level. You don't ever just do a level the right way the first time through. And then, you know, it's like, oh, that guy's pooping. Shotgun in the face.
When he's pooping?
Oh, yeah.
Let a man
absolutely
finish. Absolutely. Let a man finish.
He would do it to me. That's what I'm thinking.
Do you think he would?
I don't know for sure, but I got a job to do. Quit judging me.
Best debut.
Poop shotgunner.
That's awful.
Finalists are Mark of the Ninja, Zombie U, and the winner, Dishonored.
Okay.
Yep.
More Dishonored.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, and not necessarily like direct sequel. Let's do it Bioshock style.
Yeah, Bioshock Infinite style.
Yeah. Yeah, yes.
That's not as catchy.
No. don't do what I think you're about to do.
Best looking game of the year.
Gangnam style?
Shut up! God damn it!
Sorry.
It's not my fault. Best looking game of the year.
Get out of my head.
Finalists are Journey, Far Cry 3, Dust, and Elysian Tale. Is the winner.
Dust. Elysian Tale.
Also, best looking game designed by one dude.
By one single man.
Gorgeous. Like,
hire this man. Vanillaware, hire this man.
Hey, everyone. Game developers out there and publishers, 2D still looks good.
It's an okay thing to do.
Why don't you go ahead and give it a shot?
Yeah.
And as much as I love it, 2D still looks good, and you don't have to do, like, retro pixelated.
No, aged in high def. Like, it looked great. And there were other games that did it too.
And we skipped that. We honestly, like we jumped to polygons. We didn't hit the HD sprites as hard as we should have. Mm-hmm. And
hindsight's 2020.
Definitely. It was like PS2 era had some good-looking stuff, and then for the first...
like Gex?
Most of...
Oh, that was PS1.
Shut up. God damn it. You know what?
It was a good game.
You know, hell yeah. That looked pretty good, too.
Yeah. That was a good-looking game. Yeah.
That
there's good 2D
Chris,
art out there.
I didn't say at the time, but that won my best story setup of the year.
Oh, man.
Facebook photos.
Yeah. Someone stole some nude photos off his
Josh's social. Favorite category, mobile game of the year for iOS, Android, Windows-based games.
Interactive app of the year.
Super Hexacon.
Goes to.
Rayman Jungle Run, and our winner, Call of Cthulhu. The Wasted Lands.
Mm-hmm. That's so. We just got nothing to lose. Except for maybe $1.99.
It's a heck of a promotion. Yeah. Or you could just say this one mobile game of the year.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. For us, yeah.
I was real surprised you guys weren't going bananas over Super Hexagon.
I didn't play it enough, and...
That seems like a trance game. Like you can just get in a groove... I watched and someone playing it, and I was like, whoa, and that music
I didn't play it
good.
Enough, and I didn't know if it was just flash in the pan. Like, did people put it down after a week? And so, I mean, a lot of people will talk about it, but Ethan sold us in Call of Cthulhu.
Yeah. So.
I didn't like it this time I spent with it.
Yep, this sucked.
It was during the show.
I was going to say, you didn't even really spend time with that category.
Nope.
Handheld game of the year. Finalists are Code of Princess, Kid Icarus Uprising, and Resident Evil Revelations takes it.
The best Resident Evil experience of the year.
Yeah. Co-op game of the year. Getting into more multiplayer games. Finalists are Diablo 3, Borderlands 2, and the winner, Orcs Must Die 2.
Mm-hmm.
Did I emphasize
that? Nice.
It's tough. Orcs Must Die 2.
No, Orcs Must Die.
Orcs Must Die?
It doesn't have a comma.
Wait, I guess that's a...
Orcs Must Die 2.
Orcs Must Die!
Should they?
There's an explanation.
Orcs
two?
Must die. Two.
How would Batman do it?
But there's no...
No. Yeah. I'm out. I'm Batmaned out.
Competitive multiplayer game of the year. Need for Speed Most Wanted. Trials Evolution. The winner. Planetside 2.
Scale.
Scale.
We said it enough? Scale.
Tactics.
Tactical scale. God, that's an awful thing. Yeah, no, a lot of strategy, a lot of tactics, a lot of fun, friends, french fries.
Scale tactics.
Fish. Just saying things that start with F here. Stop me at any time.
Fannies.
Fannies.
Best local multiplayer game of the year. Double Dragon Neon, New Super Mario Bros. U, and the winner, Trials Evolution.
Can I bring something up? Double Dragon Neon actually had a really great soundtrack.
Hell yeah, it did.
Yeah. Wrath of the Rabbit.
The menu music.
Sorry.
Trials Evolution?
Yeah.
Played that the most local multiplayer for me this year.
Yeah.
That was one of the most fun. That's the most fun we've had local multiplayer, I think.
Because of bailouts.
Yep.
Bailouts win.
That's why I gave this one up.
And the somersaulting thing that we could do and sometimes recover. That was always fun.
Game music of the year. Mass Effect 3. Hotline Miami. And the winner, the Dust 4 soundtrack by Lifeformed.
So good.
Josh likes it.
So good, and I love tricking people into listening to it and saying, you're listening to a video game soundtrack.
Yeah, yeah.
Do they ever get really mad, like, what? How dare you?
I had somebody jump out of my car. Like, on the
never again.
Because we were listening to video game music.
They couldn't handle that.
Yeah. Nope. That didn't really happen.
That's good.
And then some space janitors.
Wait, it didn't happen?
Jumped down and cleaned off the road.
Space janitors.
Indie Developer of the Year. That Game Company for Journey. Humble Hearts for Dust and Elysian Tale. And for Mark of the Ninja, Don't Starve and Shank 2 this year, Clay.
Yeah. A lot of games.
A lot of quality games.
A lot of differentiation between all those games. Diversity.
I am excited to see where they keep going.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, I feel like they made a hell of an engine with Shank and have been getting some mileage out of it, and each game keeps getting better, and now Don't Starve, they're trying different things.
Well, they're improving. I mean, Shank to Shank 2 is huge. Huge, huge difference.
Story of the year. Spec Ops The Line. 99% of Mass Effect 3. And The Walking Dead takes the story.
99% of what? Is it really? I mean, did you calculate it down to that? 99%?
It's gotta be close.
It's actually probably less than that.
How about 99% of Mass Effect?
My time spent with it.
99.9%. Yeah. Downloadable game of the year are Bottle Caps or Budget Division.
It's Bottle Cap.
I know what you did with your thumb. I saw with your thumb. I knew.
Oh, okay.
Finalists are Fez, Hotline Miami, and the winner, FTL.
Fuck the Law. Faster Than Light. Dicks.
Also has a good soundtrack.
Yeah. It was space roguelike. I liked it because it was like a video game version of Space Alert, the board game, which was a frantic real-time crazy attempt at...
Did we play that?
Not letting a ship explode.
Yeah, we played that one time.
Yeah.
We had a good time.
Yeah, we did. But you usually die.
Yeah.
And then our downloadable game of the year, Coins Division. A little bit more pricey games here.
Really cool.
Finalists are Torchlight 2, Mark of the Ninja, and the winner, The Walking Dead.
And it's Larry. Larry wins.
Larry did it. It was all Larry.
God damn it!
Gosh.
And finally,
the guy was not useful to anybody.
Our finalists were...
He's so fucking angry.
Yeah, why was he so mad?
Calm the fuck down, Larry.
Yeah, Larry, it's fine.
Why did he...
Like, your shit's gonna pop.
Still get constantly upset.
Oh, he was so upset. Something must have happened to him. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
And finally, our 2012 Game of the Year finalists.
Whoa, wait, already?
Yeah.
That was 30?
Mm-hmm. Took a little less time when we just...
Whoa.
We just shot right through him. Yeah, no debate. Are you checking to make sure that your screen you
did
agrees?
That happen?
Are we? Did you get...
Hey, what? Hey, okay.
Finalists in no particular order for Game of the Year. XCOM Enemy Unknown.
Wow. Really?
Far Cry 3.
It was on that list.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that game. Ooh. That game.
The Walking Dead.
Hmm.
Dishonored.
Nice.
And the winner of the 2012 Grimmy for Game of the Year from HorribleNight.com. Mass Effect 3.
Oh, man, I can't believe it.
In one of the strangest debates of all time in terms of getting to that point. We, you know, which was, but you know what? It was, hey.
I believe in the process.
No.
Shepherd.
Yeah, that was good. I felt good about that. I felt good about all of our decisions. I felt good about that. All of us, something happened here in all of us by the end of the show.
We all grew a little bit.
I liked the logic employed that it was pretty cool. I felt like I was so worried about, because for me this was, I had already done all this in my head with those lists of games, and I'm like, well, I think, you know, this person thinks this or this person thinks that, and I went, okay, what if it comes down to it, and I've got to, what are my like other ones that I'm okay with, and it was a pretty short list really. And then once we got down to the games we got down to, it wasn't necessarily the ones I thought it was going to be. So I'm going, okay, this really should be like not painful. And it wasn't. And I was so happy about that. It was so just, it was, I mean, it took a little bit, but it was more like, it was just calm and like no one was blowing gaskets. And
it was uplifting maybe even.
I just felt like it was kind of a consensus, like without a lot of lot of like, you know,
But we'd had our battles throughout the evening.
I think our biggest debate was on that last downloadable category. Mm-hmm. But Game of the Year was...
The last downloadable category, though...
Was really, really
was
tough.
Was stacked. That was...
This was too, but in a different kind of way. It just seemed like Mass Effect was kind of sitting in a different little galaxy. Yeah.
There was a weird natural...
There were things that rose above, though.
Yeah, but the thing was, like, when it came down to it, you would compare two games, and it would be... usually kind of obvious between two games, and you're like, okay, what about these two? What about these two? And you start moving shit up, and somebody would go, well, what about this game? And you bring that up and compare it, and it was just like a 1v1, you were going to get a clear winner, I think, with that one. With some other shit.
Survivor.
Yeah. I think Shepard just fought his or her way to the top.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, because Josh and I have said that we looked at 2012 as... There was no clear-cut, like, perfect game. Not the game's perfect, but, like, that every game had something you could throw against it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you started putting those things right up against each other...
Well, compare it to Skyrim last year, which everyone's like, yep, we have... Nope, there's no argument to it. I mean, there were some great games last year, but at the end of the day, that was across the board. And that's why I think 2012 was exciting, because across the board, it was really tough to decide, because there was something for everybody in gaming this year. And if you weren't satisfied with the games this year, you're probably dead. You should go to the hospital now.
Yeah, but if you look at like...
Are they listening?
Go to the hospital, find out, because that's a weird thing.
I got to say about our finalists in Game of the Year, just, you know, try to picture us looking back at this year from in the future, and then you go... Or if somebody had told, even in the past, someone told you that, like, hey, in 2012, the games we're going to talk about for Games of the Year are a new XCOM that is, like, really throwback in a lot of ways. And it also is really fun to play with a controller on an Xbox. Like, you'd be like, what? A new, what? XCOM? What? Everyone's playing it? And then it would say an adventure game. Mm-hmm. You go, what?
The next Telltale game.
And a Telltale game. You'd be like, no.
Is that how you react to things?
Yeah, from now on, after that.
And? Number three in a series that was not made by the people who made it in the first place that everyone liked.
Mm-hmm.
You and
they kind of went off the rails in good and bad ways with the second one. Mm-hmm.
And an RPG that was like played by a jillion people. I mean, Mass Effect, like just as like a, it's like, hey, it's a freaking RPG.
And a new stealth franchise.
And yeah.
Brand spanking. Yeah.
Like, the Dishonored, I don't even know how to categorize that. Like, that's just like a...
Yeah.
Holy shit.
That's a pretty cool moment. Like, okay, go back to the beginning of 2012, and I'm like, yep, Mass Effect 3. It's going to be hands down. It's going to be funny, guys. We're gonna play the best game of the year in the first couple months. But the route it took to get there... was not at all what I expected. It was, and it's also the biggest story of the year. And that's
yeah.
And but when it comes down to it, like we started talking about the actual experience of playing the game and like the, how much better the action had improved even over 2. Like, and that wasn't immediate to me. That's more as I've gotten away from it a little bit more. Just, yeah, that is a better playing game. And then again, just 99% of the story. The only thing we can throw at it is the ending. But, like, that's such...
And it is a tiny amount of time. Mm-hmm. And it is... And I think it is, like, weird. But, like, when has anyone ever... And if the game was, like, 4 hours long and the ending sucked, I would just write it off immediately. But this is... And it's not that, you know, if it was just a shitty cliffhanger, that would have sucked. They wrapped it up. I didn't like the way they did it. And they were trying for something, and they tried something, and they failed. And they've gone back and tried to fix it since then. But it had, like, a big backlash and stuff. But it says so much about how much people cared about the story and the characters and their gameplay up to that point even, too. So it says so much. And it's like if that last... few minutes of that last section of the game, the last level or whatever, was different, more satisfying, whatever you want to call it. I can't imagine we would have even debated that, you and I. Mm-hmm. Like, right?
Because
if it was just like, oh my God, did you finish that? Yeah, it was perfect. Yep, done.
Yeah.
Because up to that point, that game was the perfect Mass Effect game for me.
That's what opened the door for the rest of the year for us.
Yeah.
And then, but nothing knocked it down. And I'm kind of curious, like, coming into our deliberations, did Game of the Year go the way that you expected? I'll just say, I honestly expected XCOM to walk away with it. I've been thinking that for the last 3 months.
Yeah, that never even crossed my mind.
I thought it was going to, and then, I don't know. In hindsight, looking back at it, for me, it was a great, perfect experience, but looking back on it, it was really tough to run away with that. You know what I mean? Like, it's almost like I didn't want to be blinded by how much I enjoyed playing that game. And actually, I think Far Cry 3 coming out definitely had a lot to do with that. Just say, like, wow, like, I don't know. I mean, one of them's a little bit more engrossing in a different kind of way, but a little bit more like, you know, because there's some parts of that game that aren't pleasurable.
It's also weird to kind of distill down some of these great games into, like, we had to, what's its flaw? Like, saying, Far Cry 3, oh, it's just a sandbox game. I'm like, but it's such a good sandbox game, but, like, ultimately, how does that stack up? It was really interesting, just, like, how we were almost turning positives about the experience into negatives just to try to make sense of this.
It's good when you have a thin margin like that.
Man, there are, like, totally different, they're all different genres.
Yeah.
And they're all the best at those genres.
What did you kind of expect going into the game of the year?
I thought Walking Dead was going to get hard pushes. And when it didn't, I was really surprised. And I also thought, I was like, okay, now shit's going to get interesting. Because, like, I was like, well, I'm kind of okay with, like, a handful of games here. And, like, I actually would have been maybe okay with Dishonored. XCOM was a little too flawed for me in some ways, and it was pretty samey as after like hour 4 or something.
Okay.
I still played it a jillion hours and I loved it.
Yeah.
It just was a very specific type of game experience that does not appeal to as broad of an audience, and it didn't. Just as, like, total package, I couldn't put it up next to a bunch of these other games, even Far Cry 3, which was really fun.
That was my next expectation, was expecting XCOM to walk away with it unless you guys are still riding the high of Far Cry 3.
No. Yeah. I still definitely am riding that high, but again, you have to be, you can look at it from, I mean, again, Mass Effect 3, and I didn't even play Mass Effect 3, but I knew that. What was I going to argue against that? I'm not dumb. Well, not super dumb, but, you know.
And I did stand by The Walking Dead in its downloadable category for the effect that it had on me, but...
I was not going to argue against that. That's $15 whatever.
Yeah, like, and shit. It made a lot of sense there. I knew it wasn't an argument that I could win. I was adamant about getting it into the finals. But like when you're throwing it up against Mass Effect and Far Cry 3 and these other just AAA games that are fantastic games too, and they have great stories, like you just the pieces just start stacking against The Walking Dead's favor, and it just has that one issue that I can argue against a majority of games with that can hold its weight, but like, you know, Mass Effect's story is right up there with The Walking Dead. Plus, it has all of this other stuff too, and just became kind of a full package type of argument. Versus, Walking Dead will probably still go down as my most memorable experience of the. Well, I don't know. That's ultimately what kind of swayed me in Mass Effect 3's realm, because I also went through a lot with Mass Effect 3. And so I didn't have an issue with bumping it up. It was just a matter of I hadn't played Far Cry 3, so you guys were kind of on the fence with both. But ultimately, our conversation led to Mass Effect 3.
In our category for the game we think we're going to play next year a bunch, for a moment I thought about it, but I knew I'd be alone in this. But I thought about putting Mass Effect on there because some point next year I'm going to do Mass Effect.
I think I'll play it
again.
Once. Yeah, play it once.
I'm going to do it as Jennifer Hale.
Yeah, why'd you not do it? Why didn't you just go back and play all three as her?
I think I might. I mean...
How much game time is that?
I don't want to talk about that.
Like 70?
No. Don't say numbers.
Wait, 100?
3,000?
Probably 120.
Well, 120 original. I bet it's close to 90.
You know what? I might skip one and do the choice things and watch the motion comic. Because I can do it on the PC. I can make a save file with the choices I would want.
Aside from the Mako stuff, I still like playing through one.
I really like the story, but the gameplay in one is pretty poop. It's pretty poopy.
I know.
Especially in retrospect, which is going to be in your face when you're playing 2 and 3. So I just know, it's like, I'll know 2's coming, and to power through it, it'll take too long. I'll make that decision. I'll go, you know what? It's the tunnel. The light at the end of the tunnel is too damn far away. And I might do that. Whatever. The point is, I want more Mass Effect. It was fucking cool. And I want to, you know, more DLC in there this time.
Yeah.
That I missed.
I will go back and play the DLC. I need to play Leviathan.
It's like hitting up.
And I got one more big one coming. It's funny. Like I said, that we ended up kind of where I expected at the end of the year, but this is not how I expected to get here, nor did I expect this to be its competition. And it didn't run away with it, but it took its hits this year. It was beat up, but it still a fantastic game.
God, I'm so glad so many games got pushed into next year.
There were
some games I didn't get to play, but it was kind of like okay, because you know, but like Assassin's Creed 3 and Hitman, didn't even touch them. I saw them, you know, enough, but so you know, they were like Journey, need some time with that.
Everyone should experience Journey.
Yeah, there's just a bunch of games I just didn't get to play. Had like 6-7 more of those games could come out this year that were supposed to.
I'm in trouble.
I would have been done.
I'm in trouble. So I think that's going to do it for Horrible Night 2012 and our Grimmy Awards show. This was a new experience for us, but you know, the deliberations, I feel more confident in all of our decisions rather than just straight up voting. Mm-hmm. So thanks to Josh Lee, Ethan Moses, and Aaron McNeil for joining us on the deliberations, and thank everyone for visiting and listening. Without you guys, there's no reason for a Horrible Night. So it's been a fun 2012, and we will be back for more in 2013. We'll see you then.
More fanfic. Expect more fanfic.